Tall, tall, tall train, lir zotar zach, shitein uveracha, beracha betitzach.
Shalom. This is Chazan Alberto Mizrahi of the Anshe Emet Synagogue, Chicago. I want to welcome you to the series of 8 programs entitled The Art of the Cantor. Cantor, Chazan in Hebrew, that's me, the one that chants liturgy for the Jewish faith. We focus on the myriad styles and personalities as well as the origins of this sacred art. In our program today, we listen to some of the most famous and wonderful cantors from the beginning of what we call the golden age of the cantor, pretty much the beginning to the middle of the 20th century. Let's begin with a short excerpt from one of the most unique cantors of the 20th century, Yechiel Carniol. He was born in Russia in 1855. He died in New York in 1928. Now, this is a man who was a living bridge between the usages of the Eastern European cantorial tradition of the 19th century and that of the 20th century. I call him a Baroque cantor in his approach to coloratura. I think that Carniol's cantorial style is such that we can't even imagine what he was thinking when he put together these ornamentations. He's expressing each of the words with these flights of fantasy, and I would call it a cantorial fantasia. The Ovinu Malkeinu is a prayer recited on Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, and other fast days during the year. It's a litany of lines that begin with the words, Ovinu Malkeinu, our Father, our King. We have no king but you. Our Father, our King, act for your sake, if not for ours. And the last line is sung by the entire community, especially here in America. The cantor usually leads it and everybody sings, Ovinu Malkeinu, answer us, though we have no deeds to plead our cause. Save us with mercy and loving kindness. Let me sing a short excerpt for you.
Ovinu Malkeinu, Chaneinu Vaneinu, Ovinu Malkeinu, Chaneinu Vaneinu, Kien Banu Masin.
Now let's hear Yechiel Carniol, the old master cantor, interpret this same prayer, Ovinu Malkeinu.
Oh,
That was the unique voice of Yechiel Carniol singing Ovinu Malkeinu. The recording you just heard was made in 1913 by Columbia Records. It reflects only a shadow of the vocal greatness of his youth. And now, Yosele Rosenblatt, undeniably the most famous cantor of the 20th century. Yosele Rosenblatt, with his top hat, he was close to 5'10", but without it, he was not a very tall man. On the other hand, the voice that comes out of this person, it's like a megaphone is built into his throat. It's magnificent. And his falsetto, that pure supported head voice, a thing of unique beauty. We're about to hear Yosele Rosenblatt's rendition of the Prayer for Dew with a duet with his brother-in-law, Melech Kaufman. This prayer, Tal, is chanted on the first day of Passover. It's beautiful. You can sink your teeth into the poetry, and that's what a cantor is always looking for.
Oh!
The recording you just heard is taken from an LP called Masterpieces of the Synagogue by Yosele Rozenblat on the RCA Camden label. Rozenblat was born in Russian Ukraine. As a young man, he was a cantor throughout the Austro-Hungarian Empire, in cities like Munkacs and Pressburg. Upon taking a position in Hamburg, he remained there till 1912 when he emigrated to the United States. His hundreds of recordings and eventually thousands of concerts labeled him the greatest cantor in the world. While in the Holy Land to film A Dream of My People, Yosele Rozenblat died at the age of 51. Henry Rosenblum, the dean of the H.L. Miller Cantorial School, had this to say about the great Rozenblat.
You cannot possibly be any place without Yosele Rozenblat, the man who really made chazanus a word that Jews and non-Jews could utter.
It's the Saturday night, midnight, before Rosh Hashanah, the new year, and Jews gather in the synagogue to pray the penitential prayers, the slichot. Yosele Rozenblat has a very famous piece that's used by many cantors down to this day. It's called Ritzei Atiratam, or Ritzei Asirosom, as he pronounces it in the Eastern European way. It's from a liturgical poem called Bemotzoei Menucha, and each verse of this prayer ends with the words Lishmoa el harina ve'el hatfila, to listen to our song and to our prayers. O Lord, accept our pleadings.
Lishmoya, 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 Lishmoya,
We have just heard the beautiful Ritzeya Siros Sam of Yosele Rosenblatt. I'm sure you noticed the boy soloist singing duet with Cantor Rosenblatt. The use of boy sopranos and altos was the norm, much as it was in the cathedrals of Europe. Here we heard the boy soloist called the Boy Wonder, Herbert Slotnick, with an all-male choir conducted by Meyer Machtenberg, a very famous conductor in Eastern Europe and in America. Earlier, I pronounced Yosele Rosenblatt undeniably the most famous cantor of the 20th century. What caused this popularity? I think it was the combination of his piety, his sincerity, with a cello-like burnished voice. His hundreds, if not thousands, of concerts in theaters throughout the United States, and having appeared even in the first sound film, The Jazz Singer. This was a tiny man with a very large persona. Let's now move on to the stentorian magnificence of cantor Gershon Sirota. He was called the Lion of the Pulpit, a huge spinto tenor, clarion-like top notes, able to sing coloratura with more flexibility than people with half his voice. We're going to hear this magnificent voice in one of his most famous renditions. It was written by Schlossberg, and the piece is called Ritzei. This is a prayer recited on Shabbat, on the Sabbath morning. And it says, "Accept our prayers, O Lord, and may our eyes see your return to Zion in mercy."
Thank you.
That was the famous composition by Schlossberg, Ritze, as sung by cantor Gershon Sirota. This composition is used today by cantors in synagogue. Gershon Sirota was born near Odessa in 1874. After serving in Vilna in Lithuania, he became the cantor of the Great Synagogue of Warsaw. It was called the Tlomatska Street Synagogue and sat over 3,000 people. He served there from 1908 till 1927. Let's hear another piece by Gershon Sirota, sung by Gershon Sirota. Shomo vatismach Zion, from Psalm 97. Zion will hear and be glad. The daughters of Judah will exult because of your judgments, O Lord. Gershon Sirota singing Shomo Vatismach Zion. This is The Art of the Cantor, and I am your host, Chazan Alberto Mizrahi. Your comments about this program are welcomed and appreciated. Please email them to cantor@wfmt.com. We found a recording of the famous aria E Lucevan le Stelle from Puccini's opera Tosca, which was produced in London and sung by all people cantor Gershon Sirota. In this case, I must say that despite his fabulous throat, when he sings Italian, I hear Yiddish. It's bold, it's out there, and he means it. But when you immediately hear the same aria sung by Richard Tucker, a cantor who then dedicated his life to the opera, the difference is quite apparent. Richard Tucker. Well, that ending was kind of cantorial. Richard Tucker was known for his passion. But we just heard E Lucevan le Stelle as first sung by Gershon Sirota and then Richard Tucker. Part of our intent on this series is to compare and contrast the myriad styles of the cantorial art. Now we've heard a lyric baritone, we heard a dramatic tenor, and now we hear the beautiful lyric voice of Mordechai Hirschman. Mordechai Hirschman was born in Russian Ukraine in 1888. He became the chief cantor of Vilna or Vilnius in Lithuania, and after World War I, moved to the United States, where he was the cantor of the famous congregation Beth El in Borough Park, Brooklyn. He recorded and concertized extensively throughout the United States till his death in 1940 in New York City. Let's hear Mordechai Hirschman in Elu Devorim.
Korim le horoyo Oge melo sasodim be salmo de toiro Oge melo sasodim be salmo de toiro Melo de vorim shaye I am a slave. ya keren kayem mes layla mabo
was the beautiful voice of Mordechai Hirschman singing Elu Devorim She'ein Lohem Shiur, a passage from the Talmud that was sung in the same mode by which we study the Talmud in the classroom, the Lernensteiger. And how appropriate that is, because the words are, "These are the deeds which yield immediate fruit and continue to yield fruit in time to come," and it lists honoring parents, doing deeds of loving kindness, etc., etc., visiting the sick, but it ends, "And the study of Torah is the most basic of them all." Hirschman's amazing tenor, that flexibility, the ease of his production, and the constant ring, which we call squillo in opera, made it possible for him to sing a vast array of Jewish music. Let me play something a little bit different for you now. This is the second half of the seven wedding benedictions called the Sheva Brachot. The composer is Cantor Schnipeliski, and the singer is the wonderful Mordechai Hirschman. The Sheva Brachot, as sung by Mordechai Hirschman. One of my favorite Yiddish folk songs is called Apostachel. Let's hear this beautiful rendition as sung by Mordechai Hirschman.
Mit Nisela. O
tergiment ad ossis fins ai sei per la die fissala. Precta rimata ogni, pata ogni, pata ogni, cine va. Ne vidjel ti moje joveci. Encele terim hnjev, bjeda, bjeda, oveci. Як я бідний додому прийду.
That was Apostachol, as sung by Mordechai Hirschman. Now we're going to hear from someone completely different, Moshe Oysher. Oysher was born in Bessarabia in 1907 and was a descendant of six generations of cantors. Upon emigrating to America when he was 13 years old, he worked a number of menial jobs until the discovery of his glorious baritone voice. He began his career as a Yiddish vaudevillian, but became an international star when he devoted his talents to cantorial music. Cantors, in general, in Eastern Europe, were tenors. So why in this first program of The Art of the Cantor are we using two or three baritones? Well, the truth is that there were some incredible examples of cantorial singing by baritones, and this perhaps is the greatest of the voices of all the baritone cantors that starred in the golden age of the cantor of the 20th century. Hayom Haras Olam, a prayer chanted after the sounding of the shofar on Rosh Hashanah, and it means today is the birthday of the world.
Thank you.
That was a fabulous rendition of Hayom Haras Olam, as sung by Moshe Oysher on a live radio broadcast from the late 1940s. Jonasson Grossinger, a good friend and one of the true aficionados of the cantorial art, had this to say about Moshe Oysher.
Moshe Oysher was something very different. I mean, first of all, his voice. He was a baritone with a tenor color. He was a great davener. He was a showman. He was everything. I mean, the average old-timer you talk to remembers Moshe Oysher, if not from shul, from theater, from the radio. He was known. I think he was unreal.
Moshe Oysher, an inimitable and unique golden age cantor. Now, I'm sure many of you heard that his music is influenced by popular music. Popular music of the time, American music, jazz, a little bit of blues, musical theater, film music. Let's say goodbye now with Moshe Oysher's rendition of Amar Rabbi Elazar. If you feel like tapping your toes, I won't blame you.
Shalom ba'ulam Amar mar mar Rabbi Elazar Amar Rabbi Hanina Talmidei Chachamim Marvin 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 Shalom ba'ulam Shenemor Bechol banayich limudei Hashem Shalom.
na 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 shalom 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 shalom.
Wow, Moshe Osher and Amar Rabbi Elazar. Please join us for the second program in our series as we continue our survey of the greatest cantors of the 20th century. The Art of the Cantor was written and hosted by yours truly, Chazan Alberto Mizrahi, at the WFMT Radio Network Studios in Chicago. Our show was produced by Beth Schenker and edited and mixed by Beth Schenker and Allison Shine. Barry Sirota is our musical advisor and Allison Shine, our series engineer. Additional help from Sydney Gillard, Mary Mazurk, and Paloma Orozco. Series concept, direction, and initial underwriting by Ricardo Rosencrantz for Opus Magica Music, LLC. The production of this series is made possible by a gift in memory of cantor Martin Baum of Chicago. I am Alberto Mizrahi, and this is the WFMT Radio Network. For comments or inquiries about this series, please email us. Our address is CANTOR, that is, cantor@wfmt.com.
We hope you're enjoying The Art of the Cantor. If you have any interest in obtaining a copy of the series, the email address Cantor Mizrahi just mentioned is the place to write. That address is cantor@wfmt.com. That's cantor@wfmt.com. Thanks to everyone who has written so far. This is the WFMT Radio Network.